Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's Heart 1032, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
Well, it's a very difficult topic to talk about, this one, and I wish we didn't have to talk about it at all. But the issue of child abuse and neglect in Australia has reared its ugly head in a big way over the last few weeks, following the tragic story of 7-year-old Shelley Ward, who died in her home in Hawke's Nest last Saturday, believed to have starved to death. She was known to DOCS, the Department of Community Services in New South Wales. In fact, the department actually admitted that it had failed Shelley. Unfortunately, she's not the only one. Less than a month ago, we had a 2-year-old little boy found stuffed in a suitcase floating in a pond in Sydney's west. And on Friday in WA, child protection authorities there rescued a 6-year-old disabled boy who was found tied to a cot in a garage, looking beaten, starved and frightened. What is going on? Oh, is this happening more and more, or are we just hearing about it more? Well, the 11th Annual Conference on Child Abuse and Neglect wrapped up just over a week ago on the Gold Coast, and Professor Dorothy Scott, who is the Director of the Australian Centre for Child Protection, was one of the keynote speakers there, and she joins us now. Professor Scott, welcome to Open House.
Thank you, Sheridan.
These incidents have totally shocked us, and appropriately so. Just how widespread is the problem of child abuse and neglect in our society today?
We don't know the answer to that. It's a very hard thing to measure. And of course, when we're talking about emotional abuse and neglect, which make up the majority of the situations which bring children into state care, these are rather hard to define. It's clearer what physical abuse is and what sexual abuse is. So all we have in Australia really is information about reports made to child protection authorities. And they don't really tell us about the extent of the problem because, of course, not all children being abused or neglected are the subject of a notification to authorities. And by the same token, not all alleged cases reported turn out to be cases of abuse and neglect. So across Australia last year, there were approximately 250,000 notifications. That doesn't mean children, because some children may be notified a couple of times. So we're not talking about 250,000 children being notified in a year across Australia. Mm. In New South Wales alone in this year, it's expected that there will be approximately 260,000 notifications. So what we're seeing is a very rapid increase. Actually, sorry, 286,000in this particular year in New South Wales alone.
Just in one state alone.
So what we'll see in New South Wales this year, of course, is greater than the number for the whole
of the country
last year, which included New South Wales.
Okay, obviously because people are more concerned and probably are ringing in more
to
report something, which may or may not actually be followed up as a legitimate thing.
Yes, and of course what's now happening, particularly in New South Wales, is that the system is so overloaded that it really can't respond. So we now in New South Wales have, in any 12-month period, 1 in 15 New South Wales children will be the subject of a notification, and 1 in 5 children by the time they turn 18. So what we have is a statutory child protection service, DOCS, which is like a giant casualty department trying to deal with huge numbers of cases, in my opinion, many of which do not need to be in a statutory child protection service. So from my perspective, and I'm arguing for a public health model of child protection, we can change this system markedly so it's much more like the systems of Western Europe, or even much more like the system operating in Victoria, which has nowhere near that increase in notifications, or it has doesn't have the same proportion of children in state care as states like New South Wales.
Professor Scott, this is your whole area. What is the research showing you about the causes of child abuse and neglect? Could you bring it down to one or two things? Like, is it primarily some sort of problems on the father, on the mother, in the marriage? What is it?
Oh, it's so many things. And we have always had child abuse and neglect going back from when we first started recording it in the 19th century. And there's a whole range of factors. But traditionally, whether we're looking at 19th century or 21st century, anything that impairs the capacity of a parent to form a deep attachment to their child and nurture them. so that parental substance dependence, now traditionally that was alcohol, now it is alcohol and other substances, serious mental illness, intellectual disability, factors that put a lot of stress on a family, like family violence, and of course now witnessing domestic violence is itself seen as emotionally abusing a child, something mm-hmm. that a generation ago, even a decade ago, we wouldn't have been calling child abuse. So it's a whole range of factors. One of the most significant factors in the last generation is the increasing number of parents with an alcohol or drug dependence. So we now have some pretty good research showing that 1 in 10 Australian children is in a household with at least one adult with an alcohol and or drug dependence. So when we've got that prevalence of parental alcohol and drug dependence, it's inevitable that we will have high levels of child abuse and neglect. Mm. And I think alcohol has been the one we haven't even started a conversation about as a community, because alcohol drives all forms of child abuse and neglect. It of course, in utero, it exposes a child to fetal alcohol syndrome, which is irreversibly brain damaged as a result. So that's a form of physical abuse. Mm. But alcohol abuse by parents also leads to the neglect of children, and because it's a disinhibiting agent, it's also significant in physical and sexual abuse, and the ability of parents to protect children from others.
Yeah. Okay, now at a national level, what changes do you think need to be made? I know you could probably spend 4 or 5 hours on this. This is what your conference has all been
yes.
about. But if you were to bring it down to one or two things primarily that you would like to see changed at a national level so that more children can actually be protected from this, what would you say?
Well, I think we need to start with those underlying causes and really tackle those, and that's way beyond any child protection service. We need to really start addressing the issue of parental alcohol misuse through the banning of alcohol advertising, through restricted availability and increasing prices, all the things that, of course, governments addicted to the alcohol dollar are not interested in listening to. Mm. But if we move beyond those broad whole-of-community interventions, I then say that what we need are universal maternal and child health services, which see every newborn baby. In states like Victoria, that already happens, with 98% of families with a new baby having a visit from a nurse. In states like South Australia, after all families receive that visit, 12% of families, those that are most vulnerable, are offered 2 years of sustained nurse home visiting. That then allows you to identify the risks to children, make referrals to specialist services like drug treatment services, and of course, where necessary, make referrals to statutory child protection. What we have in New South Wales is a lot of cases being flooded into docs that could be managed at a community level by, say, maternal child health nurses and family support services, leaving docs to deal with those cases where statutory intervention really is necessary. Once the system's overloaded, it's driven by the question not how is this child and how can we assist this child and their family to make it safe for this child. It's driven by the question how can we close this case and get on to the next one. And that's why you end up having superficial assessments and avoidable child protection deaths.
Okay.
Not all child abuse deaths are preventable, just like no mental health system can prevent all suicide. We've got to be realistic and say no system can prevent all deaths, but we can reduce the number of deaths by taking the pressure off the child protection system and strengthening the other services.
Okay, well, I hope there's a lot of ears listening and a lot of people are willing to take those kinds of recommendations to their local member. Thanks for your time tonight,
Thank you.
Professor Scott.
That's
Professor Dorothy Scott there, the Director of the Australian Centre for Child Protection.
We hope you enjoyed this Heart 1032 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.